This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Jane Nielsen and Howard Wilshire, two scientists and university professors now retired and living in Sebastopol, have recently written, with a third co-author, The American West at Risk: Science, Myths, and Politics of Land Abuse and Recovery. Much of their exhaustively researched work begins with debunking popular misconceptions about how the West was, quote-unquote, won.
The winning of the West was actually the beginning of huge exploitation of the West to provide all these consumer products. In fact, it was the beginning, really, of losing the West.
While the trio of authors cover many of the notions that arose from the Old West, they also debunk some more recent fictions, such as government claims about the safety of nuclear weapons testing in Nevada.
The Nevada test site is where they tested bombs, and only, I think, in the 90s did they detect that there was radioactive material in the groundwater moving from the area of the bomb test sites. And we explain how they had to totally reevaluate what they thought was going to happen. They thought the rocks there were going to sequester that stuff, but in fact, those rocks shed the materials.
That's one of the more sobering examples of a thesis that runs through the book repeatedly: a lack of anticipation or understanding of the consequences and byproducts of exploiting our natural resources.
Garbage is our largest product, and this actually is the basic driver for global warming, all of the garbage that we put into the air. So our garbage is liquid, it's solid, and it's gaseous. And the gaseous garbage is what's most likely to get us, but all the other kinds of garbage are also poisoning our water because we put it in the ocean, we put it in the ground.
Nowhere is that a greater concern, adds co-author Howard Wilshire, than in the containment of radioactive waste.
Probably most Americans are not aware that the Cold War nuclear weapons development and testing in the United States created problems that we cannot solve. The Hanford facility in Washington is a good example of a major contaminated area that we cannot fix.
The only thing more permanent than nuclear waste is extinction. And Nielsen observes that mounting concern about all kinds of endangered species throughout the West should be a wake-up call for humankind.
The survival of other species foretells our perils, and the lack of health of other species foretells what we're doing to ourselves, even if it's not so easy to make the connection between what we're exposed to and what's happening to the animals.
Despite all these ominous findings, Nielsen says their book is not intended to incite gloom or despair, but to inspire a new willingness to step back and give nature a chance to undo some of the damage that we have caused.
There's got to be hope, and certainly we know that if there was some way that we could change our outlook about what we're doing to understand how much nature does for us, if we could agree to just leave a certain proportion of the land alone to support us in the way that nature does, then things could be reversed very quickly. We couldn't restore soils very quickly, but if we leave them alone, they will start restoring themselves.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.